Okay. Hello everyone, welcome to the new episode of Help Me Think. And today we've got a guest on our podcast. Hi, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, my name is Charles. And yes, we are getting this episode over and done with. Let's get it.
Okay, it's not that bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
No, the setting is actually quite nice, although you just really disliked it just now, disregarded the beauty of this beautiful setting.
It's beautiful. You've got a nice open space. It's a very, let's say, calming place. Yeah.
We are basically somewhere in a field. There is some old-looking houses around us. There's also some, like, trailers that they are meant to be. I haven't seen any. No, like, you know, like the vans.
Oh, yeah. Caravans.
Yeah. And it's like a, what is it called? Mad Hutters.
Mm-hmm. Mad Hutters.
It's so creepy. When we came yesterday in the evening, it was so creepy because it was so, it was completely dark. Yeah. And it was just signs to reception and to, what did it say? Oh, my God. In the beginning when we came, it was like, not a rabbit hole, but something Alice in Wonderland themed.
Oh, yeah.
But at night, it was just so creepy and just some sounds as well.
Plus, there was no, like, actual lights to
absolutely
indicate where,
no lights,
like, where we are currently at. And even getting here was just a bit of a struggle because once it's...
We came to the right place by taxi and then the guy was like, No, it looks like a private house. You can't, like, no, brother, no, this is the wrong place. I found it on Google Maps. Let's go, I'll bring you there. And we drive, like, what, like 3 minutes, we drive to back and to the other direction. There is another, like, private house that looks like a farm. And it was just already so weird to, like, send him to different places, so we just got out. We walked to a house. Why did we walk to that house?
I walked to the house to just find, you know, some sort of help. Since I looked on the maps and I thought to myself, right, you know, we're in the right direction, but we just need a little bit of, like, some help. And I didn't get any help in the end.
There wasn't even people.
Yeah, but it was like 8 o'clock. Imagine you live in the bump, like, literally nowhere, middle of nowhere, and you get a random knock at 8 o'clock. I don't think I'd be opening the door as well. So.
But it didn't look alive, the house, honestly. It looked quite empty. There was some light inside, but, like, you know, in the distance.
There was a tiny bit of light on there, probably in, like, kitchen area, maybe. But, yeah, so we walked... So we, after the failed knocking, I walked out, and then we started, like, you know what?
Let's and we just walk walked. Back. How much? It was, like...
Probably, like, a 15-minute walk from...
From the crossing where we got out of taxi and got to the... No, it wasn't. But no, yeah.
No,
it
15 minutes from where we were initially. No, I can't be. Probably like 10 minutes that was.
Well, in the end, basically, we should have just gone over the street from the first house that he brought us to and then gone to this place, to this, like, little campsite, I think it's called. But in the end, we just ended up, like, hiking in the night. It was completely dark. And just, like, I was just looking for houses, for any place where we could be theoretically be meant to stay. Because I didn't even know where we were going. Like, it was literally, like...
Just a little surprise. But in the end...
But, like...
We walked back to where we initially were. And then there was just a little fence line. And it said... The Mad Hutter's campsite. I'm like, right, so this is where we actually are meant
to
be.
Yeah, we even looked at it, but it was a fence and it was, like, closed. Why didn't we get out there?
I saw Mad Hutters and then he just kept on going.
he was just so confident that he knew where he was going. Like, brother, I'll bring you.
He said, brother, don't suck my blood as well.
Yeah. He was just like, okay, yeah, guys, get out of the car before you suck my blood. Like, and he repeated it, like, 3 times because I think he thought it was so funny that, like, we're gonna just...
Yeah, he even
kill
said,
him, kidnap him.
What did he say? He even said, call me again if you need help. I'll call the company again
and then
ask for
the same
exact driver. Because obviously no one else would knew where we'd actually be going. So,
yeah. But yeah, we got here and it's actually a very cozy place. It is cozy, but compared to, like, the other cabin that we went to, it was just like...
Like tiny space.
Tiny space, so it's more cozy, but like also very, very just tiny. And here you can at least, you know, walk around.
You can literally do a lot, yeah. There's a lot of space. It is actually quite big, this cabin, so.
And there is a heated blanket. That's the first time in my life that I actually used or like seen a heated blanket.
That's the first time in my life as well. I've never seen or used one.
And it has two remotes on both sides. So like one remote on each side. So each person.
It's just one blanket, but it just controls half the side. Yeah.
And it's got, it's got like for feet and for top part. And then you can also set a timer. Like, I think that's so fancy.
Yeah, it gets so hot though. It's unbelievably hot. Sweating throughout the night.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you not turn it off?
I've turned it off. I put one hour timer in, and then afterwards I didn't even get on it. I woke up in the middle of the night. I was freezing. Because this place, the heating don't really work. The only heating that we have is the actual fireplace. And then the fireplace gets unbelievably hot as well during the day.
But then it goes off like
so
quickly, and then it gets really, really cold. There is also like a mini micro radiator over there.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't even know. I wouldn't even try turning it on because I feel like they just stink. Because they always have dust on them, and then they stink because it burns.
I don't know how many people would actually want to willingly stay here. Quite a lot, because it's just in the middle of nowhere, and then I don't think it's willingly.
It even has the book like what to do here with activities and stuff.
It's got like little guides on where to walk. It's like hikes.
But it doesn't look like it is all here.
No, it looks like it's just everything so far away.
But yeah, well, how many 50 acres did you say?
50 acres of land, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's a lot of land to walk around, but it is mainly...
But there's nothing really on that land.
There's not really anything. It's probably just farmland, so...
But it's very cute. It's very nice.
It's all hearts. Everything is hearts.
Yeah, everything is Alice in Wonderland themed, and in this cabin, Alice?
Alice?
Everything is Queen of Hearts themed. So, like, literally everything is heart-shaped. So, like, when you come in, there is this... What's it called?
The mat
in front of the door, and it is full of hearts, but it's not like, it's not just drawing, it's not just patterns, it's actually
engraved hearts on top.
No, that's insane. And there's also like little tags on everything, like an Alice in Wonderland, like please don't take me home so that I can be refilled on the olive oil bottle and that kind of stuff. Like everything's
literally Alice in Wonderland, so,
yeah.
Yep.
It's very nice. They even have roses, like white, fresh white roses in here. Mm-hmm. In the...
They really tried hard, so yeah, it's quite nice.
We didn't even appreciate. We were just talking about how creepy it was. It's so ungrateful, mate.
Oh, it was the middle of the night. There was no lights. The only lights that we saw was the fairy lights from where we actually are.
Like, that was actually quite nice. They didn't forget to turn them on, like last time.
Mate, if they didn't turn them on, we would have been fucked.
Yeah, we just go around and knock on people's vans. But yeah,
but it was so creepy in the night. But I did. But, well, it was all right because I just wanted to get here. But
in the
end, it was so creepy. One of the like a bird just walked out, just started flying like on the way here, started over there, but walked out, started flying. A bird just literally just. I went past it, just went flew straight by, and just booked me out. But yeah.
In the end, we got here, so that's something.
Yep, very happy.
Very happy.
Right. Let's talk about topics. Right, guys, before I forget, please follow my new Instagram account. My new fitness page is called @s5lifts. I post some photos. No, wait, what? Some photos, some videos, all educational purposes. Thank you very much. Thank you. I hope to see you guys in there.
Okay, now, first of all, we're going to start with Charles, his segment. Mm-hmm. He's going to introduce it. What is this segment?
So today's segment today, guys, is going to be how I failed 75 hard. So initially I had the first try, and didn't really go to plan.
How long was it?
Oh, I think about 15, 16 days, I believe, 15 days.
Mm-hmm.
Quite strong. I was really, really motivated at the start. But then it was just so so hard. Because I had to fit everything last minute. And even then, like, the workouts were completely fine. The water was the hardest bit for me. It was just...
It's actually... It seems like such a just easy thing because you just do it throughout the day. But you have to actually consciously always think about it. That's the thing.
The thing is, even at work, I don't really need much water. Well, not that I thought of, really. But when you're actually rushing around, And then you're working about 8 to 9 hours a day. You start at 9. And then you finish later on during the evening times. And then you only drank about three bottles of water. That's only a litre and 1.5 litres.
Yeah.
And then by then you need to down 2.5 litres of water. So yeah. That's
not the nicest.
Yeah. And especially since I used to work really late. So I finish about 8 and then go gym. And then I'll drink about 3 bottles in the gym. And then I still need to drink a further.
And then you get home and you eat something.
Exactly.
Well, this is not the best part.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was very hard. So the first one was okay, but how I failed it was, one of the challenges was basically, not one of the parts was, don't have any syrup in my drink.
Yeah, like a sugar, so yeah.
Anything to do with my syrup, because I used to drink a lot of like flat whites with honeycomb syrup, and that was my love. I loved it. And then I didn't really tell my my co-workers that I was gonna do the challenge. And then so I asked them, oh yeah, can you make me a drink? And usually that is my drink, my flat white with oat milk and then 2 pumps of honey. That is literally my drink. And then they always made it for me in that way. And then when I asked them, oh, can you make me a drink, I didn't specify what it was, so it kind of was on me. And then I had like a little internal battle to myself. I was like, right, should I really restart? Should I do it? And then I asked Tanya, and then she said, ask ChatGPT.
Because this was also my struggle before. That's what I did. Like I also fought with my thoughts for a while, and I didn't know, like, did it count? Did it not count that I eat this falafel? And then I asked ChatGPT, and he said, no, you can't have it. So it was kind of done. But also, you know, I told you, like, nah, I think it's fine. So, like, to you, I said, see if you can actually, like, if you could afterwards, after you finished it, if you could proudly say that you finished it, imagine this. And if you say yes, but then it's fine. But I think I would let it slip. And then you were like, yeah, see, let it slip. So, like,
if you let one slip, then you let everything slip.
Yeah, if you let, if you say I let it slip, then it means that it actually doesn't count.
Yeah.
But you let it slip, so like it's not you're accepting it, but you actually like kind of neglecting it.
But yeah, that was my first try. First try ended horribly. It's only 15 days in. 15, 16 days in. That's like it was okay, but it was just a lot of struggle with the water. I reckon if I would have like let that slip, I would have just kept on going, and then I did it. But then, obviously, I wouldn't have done it, so.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's a trick, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But then I did it again. I did my second try. This is just shy before the New Year's hit. I did okay in that one. Do you remember how many days I went into?
30, I think it was.
Yeah, it was literally about 31 days.
Yeah.
And then, bro, it was okay. Bro, honestly. It was...
Oh, yeah. What happened?
This one was I had steak and then like tartare.
Oh yeah, it wasn't even steak.
No, it was. It was steak, but it was just not cooked.
Yeah, but it was just
so one of my challenges I said to myself was like a diet, stick to a diet. And I did a Politarian diet, which is mainly just, well, it says plant based diet. But
how is it plant based diet?
I said plant based diet and yeah. Then there's like exceptions that you can have a lot of chicken, eggs, dairy, dairy products.
Why don't they just say, why do they call themselves plant-based and then they add chicken, turkey, eggs, dairy, everything?
So they said no red meat. That's the whole point of it. Really.
Yeah. They just wanted to sound fancy. That's why they called it plant-based with everything.
Needless to say, I didn't really eat that much plant stuff, but yeah, I did do it anyways. It was that, I called it that diet because it was that specific diet, okay? So it said no red meat, and then I kind of slipped up. So what happened was we were in dinner in France, and I'm not gonna blame your dad.
Well, to be fair, he didn't know you were doing it, but yeah, my dad ordered tartare for like for the table, so for everyone to try as well, and he offered it to Charles, and I didn't notice it either. Like I didn't
until halfway through. No, not even halfway through. Until like later on in the evening, when you asked me,
I asked you the next day. That's when I thought about it.
Yeah, I would have kept on going as well.
But you know what? Oh my God, I can tell you now. So when we were at the airport, yeah, waiting for the flight,
mm-hmm.
Alyssa and I went to, so we were at Nero, and we went to get, I got a coffee and she got some muffin or something, yeah? And you know when you ate that yogurt,
mm-hmm.
and you said, and I was like, is there no sugar in there? You're like, nah, it's got a lot of protein, there's no sugar. Well, there shouldn't be. And I was like, okay, well, if you say so, I trust you, if it's from Nero. But I was really hesitant because, like, how, anything that people sell, there is sugar in there, mm-hmm. unless it's literally just pure yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there, it's got yogurt, like, second ingredient.
Whoa.
But I didn't want to tell you, like, I thought, like, I asked Alyssa, like, should I tell him? Because it was before France,
mm-hmm.
so that you could eat all the pastries and all the nice stuff. Because, like, I knew that you basically had sugar before.
Oh.
But I didn't tell you because, like, she also said I shouldn't tell you because, like, if, like, you don't know it, you don't, you know, it was your diet. Like, I'm not meant to really control you.
That's true.
Like, the challenge is about you controlling yourself as well.
That's on me. Bro, I was eating that every single day.
Really?
Yeah, bro. When I was working, man, I was eating that shit. The only thing that was there in Nero was in. Nothing.
But it's this jam in there that's got like sugar and berries and something.
That's the thing, dude. Well, I thought it was okay, but yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways, if you didn't have sugar, then
But yes,
so that was good.
That is what those are the two reasons as to why I failed my 75 hour. I reckon I would have done okay. I will probably do it later on in day when I actually, you know, I'm extremely motivated to do it.
Would you do it in summer?
No, oh, that'd be so hard.
Summer, yeah, don't do it in August.
I'll probably do it like September.
Okay.
September will probably be the best time because it's just, you know, getting colder. You can still like, you're still motivated. It's like, you know what I mean? Have you ever heard of the winter arc?
Yeah.
So like lock in for the winter. Really.
What is it? November 1st is new January 1st, mm-hmm. and then you kind of started on November.
Exactly. Yeah. So I could do it during then, but for now, no plans. No plans to do it. I just don't see it. I don't see a reason as to why I would do it, for now at least.
Yeah, I think it's really about you feeling like you want exactly this thing and that that's exactly what you need, because it's obviously, again, because it's also not like a fitness program, it doesn't mean that if you don't do that, you're not gonna get in shape or anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's if you feel like you really want exactly this thing, then you do it. Because if you start it just because it's trend, I think it's not good. I think people who posted those videos, like, yeah, oh my God, 75 hard ruins your mental health, don't do it. They just did it because it was a trend, but they didn't really realize what it was for.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, I think, because, like, on TikTok, it looks so different. Even, like, there is also not all rules. And I feel like you really need to listen to the podcast before you start doing it off, like, the original podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just see it on TikTok and you're like, oh, wow, cool, 5 rules, let's do it, 75 days, it's not too bad, I'm going to be in trend, and it's just not something that people should do, I think, in my opinion.
Well, it's honestly quite a hard challenge, though. Like, it's just something that you can do, but at the same time, it just really gets you to do other stuff other than, let's say you're sitting in bed after work, or no, you like you finished through everything and then your day, you went to the gym, and then you still have so much to do in the checklist, and then it's like you really have to be more conscious of your time as well, like really not to waste it.
Yeah, I think it's all, like a lot of the a lot of days are really fine,
mm-hmm.
but some days then are so hard, like they're just so insanely hard, and you're just sitting there in the evening and just rethinking your life choices, because like, why am I doing it? Why am I drinking 4 bottles of water here like at midnight and reading my book while falling asleep? And like, you know how I used to set timers to read my book, and it took me like an hour and a half in total to read the 10 pages because I just fall asleep and I just wake up like a set time of 4 minutes and go to bed and then wake up and hope that my eyes get better and that I can actually read more than 2 lines without my eyes shutting. And you're just like, what am I doing with my life? Why? How is this healthy? How is this good for you? But some days sometimes are completely fine, and you just don't even notice that you did something you know, that you did two workouts or you drank so much water or something.
The water's generally the hardest bit for me. It was just so much. It's because you don't really think of it. And then when you do, it's just like, fuck, I've got so much to drink. So much.
Yeah, but also I think, because it's about building a habit,
exactly.
So I think it's very... it's very important to how habits are built. I think they're not just, you can't get used to drinking 4 liters of water every day. Like, okay, you physically can, because sometimes, like, at first you just need, you just can't really process all this water. Like,
oh, yeah,
you literally,
pushing it all out.
Yeah, you literally go to the toilet every 5 minutes. Like, you drink the water and then you just go to the toilet because your body just not used to making use of this liquid that you're putting into yourself. But then, okay, physically you get used to it, but mentally you can't just, like, because a habit, it's something that feels
like second nature.
Yeah, you feel off when you don't do it. Let's say brushing your teeth, and you feel like weird if you didn't do it. Yeah, but you don't, like, if you, let's say, have a habit of drinking, like, you can't have a habit of drinking just a bottle of water, no. And then the evening you're like, something's like,
wrong,
something's
here.
Missing. Yeah, I had 2 liters too little, and then you can get used to, like, let's say, drinking water with your food, or drinking water when you wake up, or drinking water, like, what I did, I got used to drinking water every single class. So basically, if I go to school, if I have 3 lessons, then I drink 1 bottle every lesson, and it's just something that's a habit, I think. So, or I get 1 bottle in the gym, so this is a habit of drinking water in this and this situation, or I drink 1 bottle when I wake up before I do something, or like before eating. Like, this is a habit. Or also, I think why the reading was maybe one of the hardest things for me, because I didn't really link it to a particular time in a day or a particular activity, because I still can't really find the perfect time for it, because I hate reading in the evening, especially if it's non-fiction book, so it's harder to read and harder to process. And in the evening, your brain is tired, your eyes are tired, and because it's not that entertaining as fiction books, well, most of the books, or some parts of it at least, also your eyes just, like, you just fall asleep.
You're about to drift yeah. asleep, honestly, it's the hardest. I remember you in France, I think it was like, what time, do you remember what time it was? It was one of the first couple of days.
Yeah, but it was after dinner, so you must have been, what, after 10?
You had no time to really do it. Well, you had no time to really do it during the day, because you were just up in the mountains every single time.
By the end of it, I started reading on the ski lifts, because when I would go alone, or like go basically from finding my family to finding you and just go there and back, I would be alone on the ski lift, so I had like 5 minutes every ski lift of going up. And I just read like 1.5 pages. It's not the best though, because you don't really get the full like story,
exactly,
the full picture. But some days it's better than just trying to do it at midnight and just not even understanding anything.
Like, we didn't. One of the nights that you did it, it was just so late, and that you fell asleep or something like that. And then you had to. And then you woke up and then you read the other bit, the other last bit. Oh no, you went to sleep for like an hour or something.
I think it was a bit less, but yeah, one night I really fell asleep, and then I woke up like half an hour later, and I was like, oh, thank God, I thought I woke up, because it was already also like day, 50 or something. It was already really late. But that's also, that happened to me the first, one of the first days as well, just literally, like, maybe, 2 weeks in? It was New Year's Eve, and we went to bed, like, I went to bed at, 3, and I still had to read the book, and I fell asleep. For like, because I set a couple timers already, and then I actually fell asleep. I think it never happened to me in my life that I was reading and I fell asleep, actually actively reading with my book like on my chest. And then I woke up like 2 hours later, and it was already 5 in the morning, and I was like so scared, because I was like, what, like, how late is it? Is it 10? Is it 8? Like, is it morning? Do I have to wake up already? But then I was like, no, it's 5. It's fine, because I literally just slept 2 hours. So I just finished like the last like 3 pages and went to bed. But this was on the edge of really failing it. But yeah, like, because you can't really link it to anything. Because in the morning, I feel like my days are just, well, not that different. Actually, my days are quite routine now, are quite boring. But, you know, often, like, in the morning, you just don't have time, I feel like. Or you'd have to wake up an hour earlier than you would have to. So it's harder to make a habit, like, to make it a habit to read in the morning. Also because your eyes are not fully open yet. But this is something that I try to do now, like, that I've been trying to do lately, that to read before going to school, to basically before, like, midday or something, so that I don't have to do it in the evening, because in the evening it's just... Also because I always feel like it takes less time to read the 10 pages, but in the end it's like more than half an hour.
Well, I used to just speedrun it, because I know for a fact that I couldn't read it all. Especially for me, because I always used to leave everything in the middle of the night. I'd get home after gym, and then I'd either go for a walk or run, and then after that, shower, and then I'd have to go straight and do my, like, 10 pages. And then that's when I'd pass out. Because it was just, I don't know, like, it was just so hard. Well, it's not the fact that it was hard to find the time. I could have read on the train. I could have, like, on my breaks, I could have done stuff then. But I didn't. That's the thing. It's just all about spreading out the time. And, yeah. But honestly, the diet and then the water was genuinely the hardest bit. I remember when in France again, where you thought that you had deep fried.
Oh yeah! Oh my god! I feel like Alyssa was also so, like, scared for me as well when we went to a restaurant and you ordered fish and chips. Oh my god, can we please talk about a person who comes from England? He lives in England, he wants to leave England, yeah, he wants to get away, get out of this country. He goes to France, to a French restaurant, may I add, it was like a French cuisine, and he orders fish and chips.
Bro, wait, hold on, that's false information, right. I didn't order that at the start. It wasn't me, okay? I ordered something else, okay?
Yeah.
And then...
because I was just so... not understand. Yes, disappointed. Why would you do that? There's so many good things on the menu, like, especially with meat and, you know, like, fish, other stuff, but just not fish and chips.
How it happened was that your dad was asking, was like, because who wasn't present during that? I think it was Marina, your sister, yeah, little sister. Yeah, it was Marina wasn't there, and then she, the dad asked, was like, "Oh, do you want anything else?"
Yeah, because we had basically six dishes that we could order on, like, voucher.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, in the end, and it was fish.
They got the fish and chips.
And chips, but it wasn't like, it didn't look like. Like fries, like basically deep fried fries. It wasn't this like deep frying container thingy style, but it looked just like potatoes in the oven, like we made today, just like potatoes in like waters and then just baked,
mm-hmm.
basically. And because it was also with the peel, you don't deep fry something with peel, do you? And so I had
sometimes,
one.
Yeah, sometimes.
I never seen it. Well, yeah. And I tried it, like, I had one thing. Who said, did you say something that it might be deep fried?
I said that, yeah. I said, halfway through your first bite, are you sure? Are you sure? and then you're like, yeah.
And I was like, sure. Yes, it is then, not deep fried.
And then
I was so stressed.
Bro, you were. And then I went to the chef. At first, we asked the, what do you call it?
The waiter.
And she said, yeah, I'm sure it's deep fried. I'm very sure.
And I was just like, okay. And she was like, oh, can you not have it? And I'm like, no, it's fine. Don't worry. Because what is she going to do? Like,
she can't really do anything. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, no, there's no way. She said, because I asked if it's made with oil, like in oil or if it's fried. And she's like, yeah, in oil, with oil. And then I somehow convinced myself that it was not deep fried. But then, yeah, you offered to actually ask them, like the chef, if I'd otherwise be too stressed and too, like, thinking about it too much. So yeah, and I was like, I was kind of like subconsciously stressed until the end of the dinner.
So I then asked the waiter, like, can I speak to the chef, as the chef was walking out. So I caught him at that right time, and then I asked him, I was like, oh, is it deep fried? And then, like, oh, how are your fries, yeah. mate?
He actually explained how you make it. Yeah.
And then he just told me, I was like, oh, so we boiled them first and then put them straight in the oven.
Basically how you did today, yeah.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Exactly.
So yeah, it wasn't that crispy. Well, it was quite crispy, to be fair. So that was one of the main points of why I thought it was deep fried.
Mm.
That's why I asked you, like, is it really, like, are you sure?
Because you heard the crunch.
Yeah. And I'm like, wait, you don't really get that for the oven. But yeah, it's very nice stuff from the chef, very nice.
Yeah, but I also remember when we walked out, Alyssa was like, oh, bro, who eats something that might be deep fried on day, what was it, 61 of your challenge? Mm-hmm. How can you be so irresponsible? How can you do it? And I was like, because it looked not deep fried. I was so sure it wasn't deep fried. Like, I didn't even have the second thought because, like I don't think about every single thing that I eat. Like, what if it's deep fried? What if there's sugar in that? Because, like, some things I'm just sure that it's fine. And this I was also sure because it looked completely fine. But yeah, thank God.
and then Alyssa came in as also and wanted to hear the news.
Yeah, 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 because I didn't want to hear it while we were walking back to the hotel so that I don't...
Burst out crying. Yeah, yeah, you're like day 60, whatever it was. Maybe day 70.
No, something. It wasn't 70.
Yeah, 60, like 3, or 4. Or
50 something, I don't know, yeah.
Yeah. That would have been actually like heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It would have been like another try because I think you would have probably done it again,
but not straight away because there is some things just are like
that would have just been so mentally taxing in your brain because it was like right, I failed 3 times now.
Yeah, on after day 50. Yep. Yeah, well, thank God.
Yeah, thank God it wasn't deep fried. Well, 75 hours is actually crazy. It demoralizes some people.
Yeah,
honestly.
But you know what? I noticed that now when I do, like, now that I'm doing phase one, I feel like I'm not that cautious with the things. Like, let's say, especially the first try, beginning of the first try, I was fully like, you know, if I had my water bottle and then someone asked if they could drink from it, what I could have done, I could just, like, let them drink, but remember that I even have, like, 50 milliliters, like marks on it, so I could just remember how much they drank.
And then you can refill it up.
Yeah, and then drink the extra like 100 mils. But I was like, no, you can't drink it. Or even if they drank something, I didn't really look how much they drank. I just drank an extra bottle to be like completely precise about it. And now I had a bottle, and because also I realized that I always fill it up. Not to 500 mils, but a little bit more because it's like 580, like maximum volume. So I don't know, probably always have like 550 or something. And this one time I was in my bed and so I had my bottle open, and then it fell. So some little bit like basically, not flew. What is it?
What?
No, like a little. Some of the water came out, basically, of the bottle.
Yeah.
What is it? Flow.
It flows. It flowed out.
Flow? No.
It flowed. What do you mean? Something came out, so it flowed out.
No, it didn't now.
What do you mean?
No, I thought it was a regular verb.
Flowed.
Flow? Flow? Flowed?
What flowed is it like past. It flowed out.
And second form? Look, it's do, did, done.
Okay.
Go, went, gone.
It flowed. That's it. It flown. It flew.
Flown.
Flown.
No, flown is flying, you know?
Yeah, it's not. There's not second one. It's just flown.
There is no.
Has to be.
Every verb has a second and third form.
You're going to have to search this up because I don't feel
okay,
like there is.
Okay.
It flowed.
I'm going to search this up. I'm not sure. It might be not irregular, but it has to be three forms.
Yeah, flown. Okay. Well, yeah, flown. Flow? But it's not the right. It's not the right one.
Forms. Of verb. Okay, let's see. Base form flow, flowed, flowed.
Flowed. See what I mean? Yeah, what?
But yeah, they're just the same.
It's the same.
But yeah, okay, so it's not a regular verb. Okay, guys, now we know it. Anyways, it flowed out of the bottle a little bit on my sheets. So I kind of saw how much it was. So it wasn't like half a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like fill it up again because it was my last bottle and I was just like, I just couldn't be arsed. And also I thought like it wasn't that much, it was probably like, it wasn't even 50 mils probably, but you know, the first time, while 75 hard, I probably would have done it.
Mm-hmm.
But this I just didn't really
bother
check that it was completely precise. I think maybe because no one really knows about phase one, like, people just don't really, I don't know, it's not something that I would be like, I don't know.
It's not as mainstream as 75. Exactly. So yeah, it's so not like, really, even if I told someone
like, oh yeah, I did phase one or like Live Hard or something, then
so what the fuck is that?
Yeah, people wouldn't even, so I probably wouldn't like really.
Then you'd have to fully explain to them, oh, so it's like a separate part of the, no, it's the second part of the 75 Hard.
Because no one really cares. But also, like, you know, even maybe because for myself, I just know that Live Hard is like, it's such a long, it's like, it's much a bigger scale. Although again, it's still about the preciseness, about the you doing exactly like it's meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, maybe because it's not, yeah, because it's more about different things. It's about like also additional rules that you have to do. So it's more about like other things and less about, for me,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's less about drinking exactly like making sure that you drank it, because I know I had some bottles with extra water, so it's going to be fine.
Oh, bro, for me, it was so bad because I had, remember that bottle that I had, the fake liter bottle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. No, that was crazy. Because I was genuinely thinking to myself, oh, you know what? Okay, this was before the challenge anyways. But I was thinking to myself, I was like, oh, I was drinking so much water. And then
how much did it say? Was it 1 litre? No.
Like it said 700? No, I don't know how much it said. Yeah, it did say 1 litre. Remember? 1 litre. You got really? This. 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m. Oh, no. 8, I don't know what times.
Yeah.
But it just said something at the top, 1 litre.
But in the end, it was like 700 mils or something.
Yeah, it was like 750 mils.
It wasn't 500. It wasn't like twice as little, but it was not 1 liter.
Even then, like during the challenges as well, for me, because I feel like every single day I outperformed myself with the water, because I was just drinking like so much in the later in the evening that I thought to myself, right, I probably did about 4.5 liters. I might be 4.3 liters. I should have just probably like wrote it down, which I did, but. I just didn't, you know, I didn't properly.
Yeah.
Because I drank more than what I should have, really. So.
Some days I feel like, when I look at it, and I'm like, wait, what? I only have 3. And I feel like I've drank so much already.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to mark the fourth one, because I'm like, no, I know it was more than 3, but I didn't do it because it's like, no, probably not. Probably I just remember something from yesterday.
Mm.
But like, probably I marked it correctly.
Yeah, it needs to be more tracked carefully. So.
Yeah, but this, I think a checklist is like a must, because otherwise, honestly, you forget to take a picture, you forget to do something, because it's just not in your head.
Oh, remember there's some days in the airport where you didn't take a photo.
Yeah,
me and you both.
But it was so good, because imagine you would have done it already before and you wouldn't have remembered.
Take the progress picture in the airport.
Oh my God. it wasn't even, because the cubicle was so small though.
Oh, mine was so bad. It was stinky, so.
Really? No, I think mine was cleaned literally before me, so it was fine.
Mine was getting the process of being cleaned. The guys were there.
No, because when I did, I couldn't even put like my arms up. Mm. And on this picture, I look like a chicken. You can't put its like wings up because it's just so tiny.
Mm.
But, well, yeah, that's what it takes.
Mm-hmm. Mate, the progress photos, they weren't really the best for me, because I just took some in so many different spaces, and how differently I took all three of them. And it wasn't really a progress picture, it was just taking a photo of myself, really.
Yeah, but so. Yeah, because I was really looking forward to editing my progress picture video, because I really did my best to take the pictures from the same angle and the same poses. I did, like I said in the other episode, like flexing and relaxed to see, like, I don't know, everything possible from 3 different angles, so back, front, side, and then I thought I'd edit it and do like a little
montage.
Yeah, what is it called? Like a what is
a montage?
No, montage. Not slow mo, the other way around. Anyways, just like put pictures in the row and like scroll through them quickly and put them all in one, like, so that you can really see the change, because I thought you could really see the change, and then I did it, and the video is first like 7 seconds or 7 seconds, and even when you when it goes by, so you watch the whole video and then it starts from the beginning, you can't even notice where it starts from the beginning because there's not that much difference. And so, okay, you could say, you know, because it goes kind of slowly from the first photo to the 75th, okay, you don't see that much of a difference. But when it goes from the 75th to the first again, because it just goes in a loop, you don't see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so sad. Like, I was so disappointed. I also spend like quite a lot of time figuring out how I can best do it. I ended up putting the pictures in the Procreate and then drawing basically my like shoulders,
mm-hmm,
where they are, and then putting like moving all the pictures to it, because I wanted to do like I wanted to do it as an animation.
Oh yeah.
And like use kind of, you know, like hard, like semi see through kind of shots.
Oh yeah, no,
to move it,
just to really like compare
yeah,
them.
to put it on top of each other, mm, in the right position, but it didn't work. So I drew it and I put every single picture to like basically the shape of my shoulders and my head.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so sad because also it's different lighting.
That's the thing, yeah, the lighting can really change it a lot.
Yeah,
it can really, really change it. Yeah, bro, don't be disheartened, because you know for a fact that your shoulders have gotten a lot much bigger as well. Your lats have gotten a lot wider as well. A lot of pull-ups, yeah. But the thing is, you wanted to focus a lot like on your shoulders, didn't you?
Oh, you can say that.
Yeah, no?
You can see the positives, but no, you know what? I learned from it.
Mm-hmm.
So now, because I used to take them in different times of the day, and sometimes with a lamp, and sometimes with like natural light, mm-hmm, and sometimes it wasn't natural light, sometimes I was in different place, obviously. But today, this time, and always also with the front camera, which is not that good quality. So you can't really see all the, you know, all the little shapes and all the little curves and whatever. And yeah, the shades also. And now I do it first thing in the morning with blinds closed. So it's dark, but I do it with the lamp.
So to keep it consistent throughout all of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's like good lighting. And also I do it with the back camera. So I have better quality. And I do it. I also measure the distance from the table edge, from the table edge, and I stand on the perfectly same spot. Like now, I remember the spot. So I'm hoping that you'll be able to see something. Although it's only going to be 30 days, so probably it's not really.
30 days can be a lot, especially since like halfway through, you can like right now you're cutting, and
yeah.
So if you like 30 days, you can safely say you can really lose a lot of weight, or you can really put in on gaining weight.
Yeah, I just feel like, I just mean that it's 75 pictures, it wasn't 10 seconds, and I just feel like 30 pictures is just gonna be what, like
3 seconds?
Yeah, honestly. Or it's just so slow that you don't really see the difference. Mm-hmm. I think like you don't really see it as a movie where it's actually changing, but we'll see. We're not
what I reckon you should do is like, from the pictures that you have now as well, was from the pictures that you initially started with back in the first couple of tries. Have you still got them? Yeah.
In the first try, yeah, it's even more. The thing is, the first try, the first, well, 50 days that I did almost 60, I didn't have any, like, the diet was just whole foods, but I didn't try to gain weight or lose weight, so I was kind of,
you wanted to pass it, basically.
Yeah, so you can't really see much because I wasn't, you know, into like bad of a shape, so we just kind of maintained kind of this like okay, I guess,
mm-hmm,
shape, so you don't really see that much of a difference. So like, I don't know how interesting it would be to really look at the difference from beginning of first try to the end of. I think my hair would change, but that's it. But yeah, we'll see end of March, if I actually finish it, then we might see the little movie.
That'd be quite nice. That'd be quite, yeah, nice.
Well, not that I'm gonna probably put it anywhere, but because it's
all for you, so which is good. So, yeah. Right, is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, not really.
Are you sure?
Well, yes, of course, but we'll do it next time. So yeah, guys, come back for another episode next week. I can't promise that it's gonna be with our dear guest next week, but there's definitely going to be an episode.
Right, guys, that's it for today.
Come back for another episode next week.
Yep.
And thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.